I have been deprived of peace. That's how our Old Testament reading began. It's an ancient sentiment, but I wonder whether you recognise it too. Has life ever dealt you such a blow that you have been deprived of peace? Maybe the pandemic is such a blow to you, or our new lockdown. Some have sailed through, but most of us have struggled. Further on in our reading, the poet says, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. What do you remember of the time you were deprived of peace? Are there memories of bitterness? Is there something you can't leave behind? Something that you remember in that painful sense? My soul is downcast within me, says the poet. When the vibrancy of life is pushed down, when heavy weights drag our steps, when hope seems far off, that is when we might say that our souls are downcast. Is your peace still disturbed? We are right in the middle of turmoil, which may be enough to cost you your peace. Maybe there is something old that keeps on coming up, that memory returning, so that you might say, if you were to use this type of language, that yes, my soul is downcast within me. The book of the Bible known as Lamentations is over 2,500 years old, but it seems as fresh as a daisy. It's been described as a funeral song, a song for the city of Jerusalem and its defeated and enslaved people. Our extract gives a good flavour of it. We can sense the dismal backdrop. And yet, even without a knowledge of the history, perhaps more so without that knowledge, the words speak powerfully into our times, into our bereavements, into our troubled relationships, into times of financial struggle, into times of political uncertainty. I have been deprived of peace. I can't leave the bitterness. I feel purposeless. I am fine on the surface, but inwardly, in my soul, a mess. And this is the reason, the first reason at any rate, for tonight's service. It's to acknowledge that sometimes we are subject to things which we can't deal with, nor can we stop them. They happen to us. There is nothing we can do other than wait it out, bear the burden, and carry on. Only, and this is the second reason for tonight's service, there are ways and ways of waiting. Different ways in which we can let the changes and chances of life play out. The poet of Lamentations remembers the bad times. Indeed, we get the impression that they are right in the midst of them. My soul is downcast within me. But there is something else to be remembered too. Yet this I call to mind, they say, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. There is a particular way of waiting out the tough times. It is to wait on the Lord with hope because of his love. Now, from our side of the death and resurrection of Christ, that expression of hope is given flesh and blood certainty, resurrection certainty. We wait in that certain knowledge that the Lord's great love is with us. He himself is with us in all things, even as we walk in the shadows of death. Cling to that, and we are not consumed by the thing that ails us, whatever it is. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Yet you may feel, how can I wait on the Lord? Why should he have anything to do with me now, when I have neglected him so thoroughly and persistently? Why would he be with me when I have turned my back on him? Let me tell you of the Apostle Peter, remind you perhaps. You might recall his joy in the Lord during those wonderful 3 years of Jesus' miraculous ministry, his simple trust, his devotion, his determination to defend him. Peter the strong, Peter the fiercely independent, had found his captain, the one whom he would follow, so he said, to death. And yet he did not. The betrayal of Jesus by Judas was the most egregious, and yet I wonder if the betrayal by Peter did not cut deeper. I tell you, he said to that servant girl, I do not know him. And yet, writing 30 or so years after his Lord's death, Peter says, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Peter, the great betrayer, I tell you, I do not know him. Had his devastated life turned around by the compassion and mercy of the Lord, it is as if he had been born afresh into a living hope. His hope came through the resurrection of Christ from the dead. This resurrection, coming to life from death, takes our aching and fading hopes and gives them life. We're pointed towards something beyond, something of inexpressible worth, an inheritance, we are told, that can never perish, spoil, or fade. So take heart in your troubles, for this is for you, it's for each of us. Where there is turmoil, our Lord will bring peace. Remembrance of bitterness can be replaced by the joy of hope. The downcast soul, the downtrodden soul, will be lifted up. For a little while we may suffer grief in all kinds of trials, but know this, the Lord is merciful. His compassion knows no bounds. His love is unfailing. His forgiveness is freely given, and our glorious inheritance awaits.